In this week's Cotton News Line, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Tom Barber, Extension Cotton Specialist for Mississippi State University. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're doing a lot less tillage now with these transgenic systems. We're able to reduce the stress on our land from all these equipment trips that we're making across the field. We're increasing our organic matter. We're really helping our soil conditions with the introduction of this technology because we have reduced till, we have no-till. We're also seeing equipment being spread out on a lot larger acres than we've been seeing in the past.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They have to be good stewards of the technology. We cannot rely on one technology of any kind to get us through. And that includes the Roundup Ready, and that includes the BT technologies. We have to be good stewards. For herbicide resistance, we have to continue to rotate modes of action, not put all our emphasis on one specific herbicide and apply only that one throughout the season.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
There's going to be new products on the market to coincide with the Roundup Ready technology, new herbicide tolerances within the plant, such as the Roundup tolerance. It's going to allow us to take care of and hopefully help to prevent some resistance in the future. The new value-added traits, I think, also are very encouraging, looking at ways to increase drought tolerance, nitrogen efficiency, other parameters such as fiber quality, which is important in a global market today. I believe that the future is wide open in what we can do.